Azad Jammu and Kashmir former President Sardar Masood Khan has said that India's history is rife with broken promises as it tends to make commitments in times of crisis, only to renege once the pressure subsides. After suffering a setback at the hands of the Pakistan Army during the recent conflict, and realizing that further military engagement would result in heavy financial and human losses, India not only accepted a ceasefire but also expressed willingness to engage in dialogue over all issues, including Kashmir, Khan observed during interviews with different TV channels. However, he warned that it is quite likely India may now backtrack on that commitment. Sardar Masood Khan emphasized that the world now recognizes Kashmir as the core issue between two nuclear-armed states, India and Pakistan, without the resolution of which, peace and stability in the region cannot be guaranteed. Global peace is intrinsically linked to the security of South Asia, he stressed. Commenting on U.S. President Donald Trump's offer to mediate on Kashmir, Khan said that Trump's initiative has once again brought the Kashmir issue onto the international agenda. He noted that similar offers were made by President Trump in 2016 and 2019, but they failed due to India's non-cooperation. He asserted that Trump's latest offer reflects a deliberate and calculated diplomatic move. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has also indicated that both the United States and Pakistan are open to broad-based dialogue at a neutral venue where Kashmir would be a central issue. He termed it a significant development but added that the onus now lies with India to respond positively. When asked about the promotion of Army Chief General Asim Munir to the rank of Field Marshal, Khan said that the honor was based on his performance during the recent conflict. He added that this also serves as a strategic signal to India, warning that Pakistan is fully prepared to engage in a broader war if India pursues aggressive military ambitions. He remarked that India continues to send mixed signals, sometimes advocating for peace, while at other times presenting its military setbacks as victory to appease its domestic audience. Khan shared that he recently visited the Abbaspur sector along the line of control, Lock, where he paid tribute to the martyrs at a military post and met with soldiers, praising their courage and morale.